Hello everyone, it is time again to record, and today I'm going to be doing my top 10 favorite Neutral Milk Hotel songs. I think this is going to be a video where not a lot of people have, per se, heard of Neutral Milk Hotel, but it is definitely possible you might have heard one or two of their songs. They're a really tough band to compare to other bands because their style of music is so unique and almost in their own genre. I guess if you really had to categorize it, it'd be something to the tune of an indie punk sound, mixed with so many different elements and so many different instruments. This band is also not necessarily super heavy, but the way the lead singer sings can make some songs come off heavier than I think the average music listener will be expecting. This is, I think, maybe the first non-metal band I've really ever did a deep dive into. So I'm going to be doing my top 10 favorite songs today. And, I guess I don't really break up my intro anymore, so we can get right into it. Honorable mentions. So before I get into my top 10, let me start by telling you their main albums. They have two studio albums, and they have a few EPs. So their studio albums are, their first one was called On Avery Island, and that came out in about, let me just check, but I believe 1996. So it came out in 1996, and On Avery Island, I think critically is liked, but isn't exactly the thing people go to when it comes to this band. The album kind of tends to be an afterthought. They have an EP that released sometime, I believe it was 1994. Apple Music has it as 2023 because that's when the album was kind of re-released by the band. But Ferris Wheel of Fire is the second kind of album I really want to look at in this top 10. It's an EP. It came out in 94. And I find that Neutral Milk Hotel fans talk about it, but music fans in general who know the band do not tend to talk about this album. Then you have the Big Kahuna. You have the absolute masterpiece of In the Airplane Over the Sea, which came out in 1998. And it is a masterpiece of an album with very few holes you can poke in it. And that's why this top 10 list is very intriguing, because I lay this all out, yet what I've just described these albums as do not exactly line up with my top 10 songs in the band's discography. Now, they did release some other things. Like, they released kind of a single for, but it was two songs, so I guess another EP with a song called Baby to Pre, and also there was another track. I think it was I'll Never Leave You, something like that. They released these two tracks on this album. Well, I guess EP. I could look it up right now, but I'm feeling a little lazy, and the internet's out because Roger sucks right now. And yes, that's what I'm basically trying to say, is not everything's going to line up perfectly. So let's jump into the honorable mentions. My first honorable mention is really a fan favorite, Holland 1945. This song directly is talking about, to an extent, Anne Frank and Holocaust survivors. That's what the song tends to kind of be about. Although I think the interesting part of this song is it's a sad concept with very happy music. The lyrics don't match up with the sounds you're hearing, which is something Neutral Milk Hotel does very, very well. So it's a very dark song, but you wouldn't know it unless you actually listened closely at the lyrics and heard as the lead singer Jeff is kind of trying to break your heart through these lyrics and the true sadness of war and survival. The other honorable mention I have is the track is called I Will Bury You in Time. And it's off the EP, Ferris Wheel of Fire. And this was really close to making the top 10. I just feel like it's not top 10 worthy. The song is good, and I'm not saying it's bad by any means, because it's obviously an honorable mention. I just feel like it wouldn't exactly fit on this list, because the actual quality of the song is not as good as these other ones. Although I do enjoy the song. So, with that out of the way, let's go to number 10. My number 10 is from the same album, Ferris Wheel of Fire, and it is Oh Sister. So, Oh Sister originally was my least favorite song on this album, but as I've listened to it a lot over the last few weeks, it's just climbed higher and higher. I think it's a really good opening. We're talking about this person's sister who clearly has made some mistakes in their life, but seems to be a good person. At least that's what I think the lyrics are trying to tell us. Maybe she's a bad person too, who really knows. But it's a really... So Neutral Milk Hotel openings tend to be very good. But Neutral Milk Hotel openings tend to kind of start us off on fire. This album, what I think in its brilliance is it takes a while to build you up to that fire instead of throwing you at it in the first track, which usually I'd be critical of because it wouldn't hook me, but this album strings me along. So Oh Sister isn't by far even close to the best song on this album, but it's a really perfect intro where I'm excited to hear the next songs after I listen to this one, if it makes sense. Even though this album is clearly not any sort of concept, it tends to be just a random collection of songs, which it is, because a lot of these songs were recorded in 93 and 92, it seems, and were kind of just released out on an EP tape. So, good intro. I think this really, if they were ever going to make another studio album, this would be the perfect song to start their next studio album with maybe a bit of a cleaner version of this. Number 9, funny enough, is another intro song to On Avery Island, and it is Songs About Sex. So, this song is... Sorry, not Songs About Sex. Songs Against Sex. So, on the surface, you don't really know what you're getting into when you listen to this song, but I don't know what exactly I'm allowed to say on these airwaves because I'm not sure what's considered appropriate or explicit to Spotify's rules and terms, but the song is basically about suicide. And it's a very, very dark song, but like Hall in 1945, it dresses it up in a different way where you can't really tell what it's about unless you listen closely because the music is so uplifting. So the music doesn't match the lyrics. And in fact, even the singing doesn't match the tone. The singing is kind of upbeat, sort of like a Foster the People song, like Pumped Up Kicks. Even though really in a vacuum, this song should not be this upbeat and positive sounding when it's really a super negative topic. And it's something that Neutral Milk Hotel in this song does an amazing job kind of blending together in this dark, really good sounding song. So I warn you, if you're going to listen to this, the lyrics are maybe the edgiest they have, but it's a really good song. And I think I don't really exactly grasp some of the lyrics because they don't all perfectly make sense. But it's one of those things you have to listen to yourself to kind of understand what the song is trying to say. Next, this was a demo released in 1998. This is the only song they actually wrote after In the Airplane Over the Sea. It's called Little Birds. I have no clue what this song's about. It starts with little birds entering this person's body, them multiplying, the mother and father being concerned, to all of a sudden, this guy having a lover, who it seems to be, he then kills his lover, which then culminates in some sort of weird tie into the birds again. This is an odd song. I can't make really much sense out of it, but this might be Neutral Milk Hotel's best instrumental song. This is either one or two instrumental-wise. The lyrics are saying amazingly, they just don't exactly make sense, which is why I dock it a few points. And if it told a little more, but Neutral Milk Hotel's songs don't always tell a cohesive story. But this song in particular is just kind of out there, and I can tell why it's a demo. I do think, though, I wish this song actually was on In the Airplane Over the Sea, because I think it would be it'd just make that phenomenal album even that extra step better. Next, let's see what number we're on. We're on number 7, and ironically, it should have been... The name of this song is called April 8th. This song has been released a few times. I am talking about the version from Ferris Wheel on Fire, because it doesn't have all the annoying sounds that's on the Avery Island version. The Avery Island version neuters the song, and you shouldn't listen to it in that form. You should listen to it in this form. This song with a slower pace and without dumb sounds is much better. And I can't believe I hated this song until I heard this EP where I heard the real version. I'm going to call this the real version. And this song is basically just a slow-paced talk about life and, again, very mumbled-up lyrics. I think this is a band where some of these songs you're going to have to listen to yourself to see what your interpretation is, because I can't do a good enough job conveying it. But for what it's worth, I think without the dumb sounds, this song is amazing. Number six. Okay, number six. Wow, we're going again to this EP. We're going to Ferris Wheel of Fire, and we are using the title track, Ferris Wheel of Fire. This song is a weird mixture of, like, Oh Calmly and Hall in 1945. It is something where I don't think you can truly appreciate unless you've listened to all their music, because you're not going to grasp the sound they're clearly going for. Because you hear what they grabbed from this song and put into other songs. And I always intended that the Ferris Wheel of Fire was kind of like when you die. You're taking a trip on your Ferris wheel. At least that was my interpretation. It was a metaphor for death, but I'm sure the band would have a different philosophy on that. It also just, it's a good length. It's a little bit, it's one of their kind of longer songs. And it does its job, and you can listen to this, and if you listen to their other music, you hear what it influenced, and it really just puts a smile on your face. Number five. Now things are getting really real. I don't know if I just said Ferris Wheel of Fire was number five. If I did, Ferris Wheel of Fire was number six. Number five is Two-Headed Boy Part 2. Controversial take here. Two-Headed Boy Part 1 is not, in fact, on this top 10 list. Although, I don't hate it. But Part 2 is really a wild ride. So, In the Airplane Over the Sea seems to have a lot of talking points, and the artist himself has said this about kind of Anne Frank and saving Anne Frank and understanding Anne Frank. And this song makes absolutely zero sense. But it seems to whatever other concepts are in the album, there's two themes here. Let me paint this a little better since I'm not explaining this well. There's kind of this Anne Frank storyline in the album, and there's also this sentient twin sort of story going on. Kind of about, so that's why the song's called Two-Headed Boy. It's something to do with twins, or something to do with various forms of consciousness within one being. And this final track wraps up that up perfectly. Like, other songs on this album kind of wrap up the Anne Frank stuff. This song wraps up the concept of, like, two different, almost, well, I guess I'll just say it, two different heads. Obviously on one person. With both their own thoughts and their both concepts. And this song does a brilliant job closing that track. And oddly enough, it seems to also be a bit of a love song in a weird way. But right when Jeff, the guy who wrote Neutral Milk Hotel music and sang it, the lead singer, after he finished this song, he put his guitar down and didn't want to make music anymore. Until obviously he made Little Birds, but the story goes a lot better if you forget that. This is such an intriguing track for this band to basically, for 99% of the fans, them to end on. And it's a bizarre song, and the lyrics make zero sense. Like, this is a line in the song, I kid you not. She will feed you tomatoes and radio wires. Like, just odd things like that, where you listen to it and you're like, oh my god. And then the final line of the song basically is, the final words of this album and song is, and don't hate her when she gets up to leave. So, obviously, there's lots of different theories on who she is, or if it even makes sense. But I always kind of interpreted the last kind of lines of the song as, "Don't be mad when Neutral Milk Hotel stops making music." Because they're just done. They don't feel like they can say anymore. And this track does a perfect job. It was just, I genuinely think that's what they were going for. It also wraps up other storylines, but as I've said earlier, about two sentient people basically in one body, but on the surface, I think it was just Neutral Milk Hotel saying, "We did this concept and we're done now. We have nothing else to say." Which reflects what the lead singer said. Number four, a little bit of a lighter tone, is Gardenhead / Leave Me Alone. I like Gardenhead a lot more because it's one of Neutral Milk Hotel's few songs that starts with a bang, middle is a bang, ends with a bang. Everything just flows perfectly right into Leave Me Alone. This used to be my favorite song by them. And it's one of their, I'm not going to say heavier songs, but it definitely is one of their kind of most flowing songs with sort of heavy atmospheres to it. Even though it's not heavy at all if you're like a metalhead. Number three, the iconic In the Airplane Over the Sea. Now, this isn't higher because I think I've overplayed it a little too much for myself, in all honesty. But this track is just pure beauty. This track is just a beautiful musical piece. And again, here's the thing. You can look at this song as a look at life and death. You can also look at it as it's some kind of story of Anne Frank escaping somewhere to a different universe or something. You can look at it as sort of an in-depth look into afterlife. There's a lot of different themes here. And if you look at the cover art to the album, the head with the drum with the boat crash, or at least it appears to be some sort of people in the water or something. Something kind of tragic. I don't really fully know what this song's about, but it's really good. I highly recommend, and you've probably heard this song if you're listening to this. It's been on the radio many times. And it is probably, fundamentally, their catchiest song as well. There's also just a lot of lines that really make you think, like, okay, I'm going to have to pause to look it up. Wow, I just went down a rabbit hole. So the line is, "How strange it is to be anything at all." That's a really dark, deep line. It is really strange to be anything. But it's something you don't think about. Just a thought. Number two. Engine off Ferris Wheel of Fire. This is just a beautiful, slow track. This is instrumentally their best song. I think it's just, the lyrics match up perfectly with the music. It's a story about an engine, but really it's about a person in the form of an engine. See, it's just weird saying out loud, but if you listen to the song, it makes sense. Has a good beginning, a good middle, a good end. It's by far probably the softest song on that album. And I'm happy that the Avery Island version didn't have it, because I feel like they would have done something really weird to the song, like they did with April 8th. Next. I know, I went over that kind of quickly. I think it's because I just love the song and you just gotta experience it for yourself, I guess. Number one, and this is a lot of fans' favorite songs, but I'm finding less and less it tends to be this than a while back. Oh Calmly. Oh Calmly seems to be the story about a very depressed and desperate woman who has her traumas and her problems and has people who lie to her and manipulate her. and just has kind of a bad life. And the music, oddly for Neutral Milk Hotel, actually reflects this. It's not a sleight of hand by them. It's just actual, this is sad and we're going to play sad. The lyrics here are also just nutty. Like, I can't say them on here because I'll get censored. But this is such an odd but incredible song. And it is, oddly enough, not open-ended at all. This is one of the few Neutral Milk Hotel songs that clearly has an ending to the story they're telling. And there's different themes here, obviously. You got the Anne Frank theme still around and saving Anne Frank. There's some kind of time machine, he says in this song. I wouldn't take it too literally. You have more themes of sentient twins. A person with two consciousness. You have some themes of that story through already the main story of Calmly, who is the name of the female suffering in this song. You also have themes of abandonment and the cycle of evil. Just so many different things going on in this 8-minute long song. And it really is just brilliant. Nothing else I can really say to do it justice. Just brilliant. And so Jeff, I don't know how to say his last name, well, Magnum, the lead singer, he sings with his throat. He doesn't really inhale. He just sings out with his throat. It's a very rare thing to do in music. In this song, he somehow changes his voice like 3 times. And although he is kind of whiny, my God, does it work. That's my top 10 Neutral Milk Hotel songs. Let me know what you think. Please subscribe and please follow my Facebook channel. I'd really appreciate it. Well, Facebook page. At Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast. I'll probably put the link below. Anyways, God bless, praise Christ. Hope you enjoyed.